You're listening to Dread Central Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Camp Crystal Lake Comedy Hour. Now stay tuned for Dread Time Stories.
Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome to Dread Time Stories, where the shadows run deep and cold, and nothing is exactly as it seems. Are you sitting comfortably? Yes? Good. Snuggle up in a blanket, turn off all the lights, and pray that the noises you hear aren't coming from under your bed. Tonight's spooky tale is called The Caller. Poor Susie, at home alone on a Friday night. Her husband is working late. It's the perfect setting for some quiet time in a movie. It's also the perfect setting for tonight's Dread Time Story.
Hello?
Hi, Susie. It's me, Julie. What are you doing tonight?
Oh, hi, Julie. Bill's working late, so I'm just going to pop some popcorn and watch a movie.
That's too bad. Did you watch the news today?
No, I didn't. Why?
Because the newsman said someone escaped from the hospital today.
Not the mental institution down the road.
That very one. They said the guy who escaped is a murderer, and that he still may be in the neighborhood.
Oh, dear. Could you come over and keep me company?
Jack and I are heading out of town for the weekend. I just called to let you know and to tell you to make sure you lock the doors and windows.
Thanks, Julie. I will. You and Jack have a good trip now.
We will. Be careful. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm sure that old killer is miles away by now. Now, who could that be? Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hi, Bill.
I just wanted to let you know that I'll be a little later still. The boss wants these reports on his desk before I leave.
I'm sorry, darling. Bill, did you know that a killer escaped from the mental institution just up the road? They say he might still be in the area.
Now, Sue, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. It's probably miles away by now.
Do you really think so?
Of course. I doubt he'd stick around. Just lock the doors and windows and you'll be fine. And if you get scared, just call me. And if it'll make you feel better, there's the gun in the nightstand.
Oh, I don't think I'll need that. But I might need to hear your big, strong voice.
Well, if you think you need to hear me, just call me, okay?
I will. Oh, Bill, I still feel better if you were here with me.
Now, don't be silly. There's nothing to be afraid of. I'll hurry to get these reports done and I'll be home before you know it.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Now, I better get back to work. I love you.
I love you too. Bill? Bill, is that you? Very funny, Bill. Trying to scare me. It's not going to work.
I can see your house.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to play with me?
I hope that wasn't who I thought it was.
To play.
Go away! Leave me alone!
Let me in, Susie. I want to play with you.
What do I do? What do? I know. Billy's gun.
I'm coming in, Susie! I'm coming to get you!
Surprise, honey! I was just kidding! Why?
Billy? Oh my god! What did I do? What did I do?
Well, I guess poor Billy found out the hard way not to try to scare his wife. We'll see you next time for another Dread Time story. Good night.
Dread Time Stories is brought to you by Dread Central for all your horror needs. And by Rotten Cotton, makers of fine t-shirts to express your true personalities.